Let's go back in time and celebrate the amazing history of the Calgary Flames. Today in Flames History starts now.
Today in Flames History, brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery. Wild Rose Brewery offers premium Alberta brewed craft beer across our province. And at their hangar in the Currie Barracks off Crowchild Trail.
January 13th. Pretty juicy this date in Flames history. I got three pretty significant ones for you. Let's start 2 years ago. This date, 2019, Flames hammer the Arizona Coyotes at the Scotiabank Saddledome.
Ryan leaves it for Giordano. Giordano shoots and scores! In his 800th National Hockey League game, the captain picks the top corner. What a shot by Mark Giordano, who makes it 1-0 Flames.
So the Flames would go on to a 7-1 win over the Arizona Coyotes. And as you heard Derek mention, Mark Giordano in his 800th career game this date 2 years ago, by appearing in 800 games with the Flames, he became just the fourth player to do so in that jersey. He joined Jerome Iginla, Robin Regier, and Al MacInnis, the only four to ever play 800 games in a Flames jersey. Gio would lead the way in the 7-1 win with 3 points in his 800th game. And also that goal that we played when Mark Giordano opened the scoring, Andrew Mangiapane had the assist, which was his first career NHL point. So all things considered, pretty significant day 2 years ago. On top of that, that was the 30th win of the season overall for Calgary. It was only mid-January. They finished with 50 wins, 107 points, and as we all know, they finished first place in the Western Conference. So 800th career game for Gio 2 years ago, and Andrew Mangiapane's first career points, first career point in the NHL. So that was 2 years ago. It's amazing that this next moment, already been 5 years since this happened at the Dome.
And now here's Yuri Huther to Sam Bennett. He scores! Sam Bennett! Backlund to Bennett. Bennett. Geeks shoots. Scores! Englund shoots and he stops. Rebound. Bennett scores! And here come the Hats. 17 minutes and 1 second into this hockey game. 19-year-old Sam Bennett has his first National Hockey League hat trick, and it's 4-0 Flames. Bennett steps in, goes to the backhand, and scores! Oh. 19-year-old Sam Bennett becomes the first Flames player since Jerome Iginla in 2003 to score 4 goals in 1 game, and he makes it 6-0 Flames.
Yeah, January 13th, 2016 was the first time since February 23rd, 2003 that a Flames player scored 4 goals in 1 game. At 19 years old, Bennett was almost 2 years younger than Joe Neuwendijk, the previous youngest player to score 4 goals in 1 game for the Flames, and he did that in 1987. At the time, Bennett was only the second rookie to score 4 goals in 1 game, joining Neuwendijk. Mark Jankowski has since joined that club. So all things considered, Will, a 6-0 win for the Flames over the Florida Panthers that night. Sam Bennett tied or set a bunch of new marks. That was a pretty fun night. And that fourth goal, you heard Lou's reaction to it. That fourth goal was significantly prettier than the other three when Bennett sealed his 4-point night.
Yeah, it was pretty special to have the kind of the best one as last. But your first point going in, it is hard to believe that was 5 years ago. But it apparently was 2016. The dates don't lie. It was 5 years ago to watch Bennett score 4 goals. And it's crazy when you look at the stats that Hiller needed just 15 stops for the shutout.
Yeah, 15 save shutout for Jonas Hiller.
I think that's what they call dominance, ladies and gentlemen.
By the way, that was Hiller's 23rd and final NHL shutout on this date in 2016. Same night Sam Bennett had 4 goals. He was the first Flame to do it in almost 13 years. And finally, in 2014, this happened as the Flames took on the Carolina Hurricanes.
And now, finally, Calgary clears the puck back into the Hurricane zone. You can put it in the win column. The Flames notch their first shutout of the season as Kari Rabo blanks the Carolina Hurricanes 2-0.
And for Romo, it was his first career NHL shutout in that 2-0 win over Carolina. That was back in 2014. 23 saves for the first of five career shutouts for Romo, all with Calgary. Sean Monahan, Michael Backlund each had goals in the win. Look, Clyde, I know that Kari Romo didn't have like an incredible career, but you take a look back on the decade that was, Romo was one of the three or four best goaltenders that played for the Flames between 2010 and 2020. That maybe speaks to the quality of the goaltending that was here, but he had a decent little run with the team.
Yeah, and there was a stretch there where, like, again, none of it made any sense, but he and Hiller played quite well, and then then they really, really didn't. But Kari Romo, like, there were some flashes there where it was, all right, this dude's got something. 23 saves, like you said, for the shutout. An impressive night. He had quite a few of those. It's not a time that's remembered fondly, but in the moment, it was pretty fun.
So, to recap the big ones today, this date in 2019, Mark Giordano's 800th game, Andrew Mangiapane's first NHL point, 2016, Sam Bennett's four-goal game, and in 2014, Kari Romo's first career NHL shutout. Couple of quick hitters. In 99, Jerome Iginla recorded his 50th career goal as the Flames beat the Anaheim Ducks 2-1. Iginla's was the game winner. And in 2007, Jeff Friesen scored his first goal as a member of the Flames as they beat the Oilers 3-1. Friesen had signed the prior summer, struggled in his only season with the team, though, would finish with just 6 goals and 12 points in 72 games. I told you, an eventful January 13th, this date in Flames history.
Today in Flames history, brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery. Wild Rose Brewery offers premium Alberta-brewed craft beer across our province and at their hangar in the Curry Barracks off Crowchild Trail.